Melinda, could you shut up so we can please?
Welcome to Vampires and Vitae. Thank you so much for joining us at our table today. As we normally do, we're going to throw it directly over to Tyler. Give us a little bit of background about what happened last week.
A little punch drunk today. I love it. It's a good Sunday.
No.
I'm sweating so much.
Cut. This making is Melinda's much. Job too hard.
My ears are sweating. Wasn't a good idea.
And we're gonna.
It's too much.
There
gap.
You go.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So last week, a bit of a shorter episode because we spent the first half of our session here just kind of workshopping some powerful upgrades for the characters. I guess everybody can go through and just really briefly explain, like, I put mine into fortitude and added some, like, manipulation and politics and yada yada, but, like, you know, I added more fortitude to my character to make him more of a bullet sponge after almost eviscerating himself with a bullet.
Yeah, makes sense.
Rusty, what did you end up doing?
I got daughter.
God damn it.
Edit again.
Just trying to make your life easy, Mel.
Yeah, I
remember.
It was actually decent.
I barely remember.
It was actually pretty good.
I added some cult.
That's right.
Some other stuff. Charisma. And intelligence.
Nice. What about you, Sean? I don't remember what you did. Animalism?
A lot of animalism stuff. And then I kind of beefed up wits, manipulation, charisma, and strength to back up those things.
Nice catch.
Good catch.
Jesus.
I feel like you're one more power upgrade
really
than being like...
These things are great.
What is his name like? With that caffeine in this character, you're going to be like the little kid from the wild thornberries. Dog.
Damn it.
He's gonna fucking just lose him.
Can't breathe.
What a throw, right?
Wild Thor.
That's a hell of a reference.
Wild Thornberries drop.
Great show. Smashing. Melinda, you added some pretty spicy stuff.
I did, yeah.
You went through the books.
I did, yeah. I went through every book that we have. So I took a Panacea, I believe is how it's pronounced, and with Auspex. And I'm just trying to remember which book it was in. Oh, okay. So it's in the player's guide.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which, if you didn't know, audience, there are a lot of books out and modules that actually add some unique and new...
Absolutely.
Like, disciplines. One that I was super interested in, and I actually, on the next campaign, whenever we do it, I really want to check out doing an Oblivion character. Because there was some really fucking neat stuff in the Oblivion category.
Get close to Wraiths, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, so I started reading about it, like, and I was like, I didn't know it was a discipline. I started reading it. Anyways, super cool. So everybody's a little bit beefier. We're kind of like moving into our specializations moving forward with these you know, war on the horizon. As far as the actual play of the game went, a little bit shorter, kind of doing a little bit of housekeeping. The big things are that Barnaby has a horse in his mind now, like a little BoJack Horseman style horse.
I was wondering if that's going to become a tattoo.
Of course.
Oh, sweet.
The horse tattoo seems so lame.
Your daughters have horses and donkeys.
Yeah, but like they've got tattoos that are different, I guess. I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at that snake tattoo like this, like this big wrap around.
Yeah.
Look at a horse tattoo and they're just like,
it's going to be like a horse, right?
How
it's
dare
be,
you, sir?
It's going to be this wild stallion.
Yeah, the way he'd feel about that.
So it's a wild stallion on your shoulder. And then your arm is the dick.
Yeah, right.
Waiting for the dick joke. It was coming.
Yeah, right.
As soon as I heard a horse, I was like, there's going to be
horse dick.
Yeah, you got to stand like this for it to make sense, honestly.
I mean, have you seen them in the wild?
Yes.
Hang low. Swing low, sweet chariots.
Christ.
And then we've got a wet, speaking of, broodmares.
That's not the part we're cutting?
She said it a couple episodes ago.
I said it.
Here we go.
Okay, so speaking of broodmares, Melinda's character, Rose, is going to turn her main girl, Philippa, into a full-blooded vampire, which is going to take some time and energy and patience and persistence, as with any child in this world. And we're all going to have to deal with that together.
Yep. Yes.
We're all a family now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. And then Alistair talked briefly to Philippa to try and soften the blow, as it were, before she talked to Rose, because I could tell there was a lot of heated, a little heated, and just kind of like, I think Alistair was basically trying to lay it out more like a businessman, being like, these are the facts, you know, like, you're right, he's not a good guy, yes, this is your burden to bear, but also, you're becoming the vampire which you have incessantly bitched about since you got here, so, you know, you're getting...
You're finally getting the reward that you spent so much time
Gift. It's a gift that less than a fraction
like Guillermo when he finally got turned.
Yeah. Well, it's like less than a fraction of the human race in eternity will ever know this. Yeah. So, like, sorry you're getting married.
Right.
You know, my guy, who is your sire, didn't even give me a choice and then beat me for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you've got a one-up, all right? And, like, nobody here even likes their sire or knows their sire. Like, you've still got Rose. So, like, you know.
Not that bad.
Put on your big girl panties, right. You know?
Or take them off eventually. Yeah. I mean, like, that's kind of both ways.
But do it with a smile, you know? Yeah. And, you know, and also, please be our police informant. Thank you. Sure. Welcome to Vampire.
Welcome to being a vampire.
Yeah, welcome to being a vampire.
Yeah, we also found out a lot of people didn't go north.
Yeah, we have some hangovers when it comes to your actual
people. We got Jose, we've got the gruesome twosome Bunsen and Gravel, who once I turn them into my children will basically be the Undertaker and Kane.
Good references today, I'm liking all of this. All right, Rusty, as you're looking at this, what you're looking at is Barnaby getting off the ground and being able to handle a horse that Cowboy can't.
After seizing.
It does strike you that you've never seen Cowboy, Rustler, not be able to handle a horse or a steed. And this is obviously a change of reins coming over to it. You kind of scratch your head and turn back into it. And what you do see is you see Rustler's wife kind of with her arms crossed. And you see Thistle in the background also with her hands crossed. They threw a very shitty party and they're blaming you. You know that silence when you come in and your friends have caused too much chaos and... They definitely overstayed their welcome. And
Rusty, I threw up in your sink.
Yeah, right. All of this.
I shot a hole through your table?
Yeah, right. The pool's leaking.
There's a lot of blood.
So you're looking at two women that had put together a party. And now there's a Rose crying. There's a Philippa crying.
He started it.
Yeah. Alistair's literally just dripping everywhere he goes.
You just see Thistle go. Yeah, right. You see Thistle go. You threw the damn party. You didn't think that we couldn't have done it a little bit better? Honestly, no one ate my squirrel. I mean, except for Jose. Thank you, Jose.
Actually, Alistair canonically the first.
Actually, it wasn't supposed to be a party. It was a gathering of our ranking members, all the barons, to determine the future of our town.
So, say that all again. A bunch of people coming together to celebrate and or demise something. What else would you call this bullshit?
It's a meeting.
Party.
No.
Party. And he, like you just see like two women point at the same exact spot with the hole in the table.
That was him. And the hole in the wall over there, that was him.
Yeah.
A wave.
Yeah.
Just while holding my gun. I wave and you
my guns were holstered the whole time.
That's the problem, right? Because he didn't cause any of this mayhem. But you are the target of their ire. I mean, and fortunately, the one that you could count on, the one you always count on, Rustler, is currently dealing with the not being able to control a horse, so he's not even there to be yelled at.
But on the upside, and there is an upside to this, all the damage that was done, Mr. Jose is going to help us fix it.
Jose goes, okay, so, F.A., like in the middle of like a bite of squirrel. What do you want me to do, F.A.? I mean, you have a hole in a table, I can put a patch, but there's not really a whole lot more I can do.
That's fine. The table just needs to be whole again. Without the hole. Hole less hole.
He walks outside and he's like literally going to your garden. Like he's gonna he's gonna figure out some shit there. You do see Rose.
Ramen noodles in
yeah,
it, right?
Coming up.
Saying it.
Alistair, you are seeing like a very distraught rustler, like kind of befuddled by himself looking at this horse. And you do see Rose talking to Philippa, and you just had walked past. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to talk to here? What fire do you want to put out? You see...
Hey, Rusty.
You see...
Probably Rusty.
All right. You walk up to Rusty trying to extinguish that fire. You see two daggers being stoned with him in between two women that just had the... What? My husband wanted to throw a party, and everything got ruined. Like, and they're right. They're in the right.
Mm. And I'm not married to either one of them.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well. So as Alistair comes up. Oh, Alistair, good to see you.
Yes.
What can I help you with?
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Howdy. You know, I just wanted to touch base over here. You know, a lot happened very quickly all at once.
A lot did happen. Like, bullshit did happen.
Yes.
My husband's currently still a monkey somewhere.
These are all facts. This is all information that is true, and I'm not going to dissuade you from that. But the house was almost destroyed in hellfire and bloodshed, so...
I'm sorry!
Yeah, what was all that bullshit, by the way, about you liking the other guy? Like, did you really see his point?
That was... My sire's handiwork.
He had good points. I'm sorry.
No, he didn't.
For the rest of his life, he'll see these points as good.
My sire can be very persuasive, if not a bit invasive in people's minds. He's parasitic. It's kind of his nature.
Reminds me of other men I know.
He burrows deep. However, overall... I think I got the worst end of the deal, and I'm in a pretty good mood. I almost died. Lest we all
bleeding
forget.
Right now.
Like,
yeah, right. Like if you I look got, around and behind you is scrubbing wrestler's wife, like, from the bloody boot prints that you haven't completely healed from yet.
There was a very real chance that everybody in this house was going to be killed. I took it upon myself to ensure that did not happen. Between all of us, I shot myself. In case anybody didn't register that, I know Rusty.
You shot yourself.
Yes.
And this was your plan.
It worked.
It prevented.
You're leaking.
Yes, I am leaking. I propose that perhaps we have another festivity in the town.
Another one?
In the town.
Are you going to leak again?
That you will be invited to and won't have to do anything. You'll be there to enjoy yourself, to party and partake in the fun and merriment of the solidification of paradise as an independent entity.
Solidification. Wonderful. That sounds like...
Well, we're going to have a wedding anyway, so I figure we might as well have the whole town.
If you want to help plan a party, a wedding is a good opportunity, so you might want to go talk to Miss Rose.
Mm.
And we'll do a whole no guns thing, if you know if that helps.
You want to do no guns thing? Do I got your word on it?
I'm cool with no guns, personally.
Rusty, no guns.
How do you feel about that? Maybe some guards on station on the
No,
on the
no,
outside.
I like what he's saying. So no guns at this party.
Yeah.
Do I hear all of this correctly?
Everybody at the party will not have a gun. We will have guards stationed to ensure the security of the party. But anybody that comes in or goes out will check
you can
a gun.
Have the sheriff. The other thing is that we've agreed to construct a town hall, so we don't have to have these things here in the house anymore. So
you,
if something gets
you finally
off,
see a finally see a nod of approval from both ladies.
Yeah,
because up to, I mean down the street, obviously,
we needed a place of neutrality that we didn't currently possess because we were kind of blindsided by the arrival of Benoit. Moving forward, we will have a specific dedicated building for such matters.
As you say that, Juan comes in with a little potted plant from your garden and goes over to the hole and just puts it in the hole and goes, eh.
I like it.
I looked at this, so I'm like,
yeah.
Huh? Hey.
I mean, if it's it. It's fixed, if it, yeah.
Well, it could grow.
I mean, it matches the tree.
Yeah, I was going to say, it could grow into the tree eventually.
Yeah, I think it's a climber.
It's not whole anymore.
Yeah. So we're good. Like, looking at terror at these ladies, you know what I mean? Like, he's just trying to stay here.
Right.
Like, you can only imagine the misery that he was up. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you only sent one person up there, or you maybe think it's actually Rose's last chance of, choice of getting a new girl in. She fled up there, so no one else has really come down of any import other than these people, and right. none of them seem to have had a good time.
Yeah, Jose, why don't you work on drafting a town hall?
Okay, so I can stay here?
Yeah, the bank is already being done, so we'll put you on some other projects.
Okay.
Let's make it big.
No. Grande, Pepe.
There you go.
And I like this table, so if you could recreate this table and put it in the town hall.
You have to cut down like a redwood.
Minus the potted plant. We'll start without that. This table started without that.
Okay. No holes.
Again, I apologize.
That fizzles into conversation as all of you guys start talking about it. You do feel like the girls are at least satisfied that there won't be another disturbance in their home front in this particular manner. This actually probably would have been the location. This is a beautiful outside farmhouse, and this would have been in your barn somewhere, a beautiful wedding, but they seem to be happy that this will not be done. All right, so as the conversation flatters.
Yeah, we can always have the wedding at Rosary's Church.
Yeah. There's a...
You know, Rusty, I feel like sometimes I just don't know you.
Yeah.
Don't get ahead of me, guys. Rose, yes? you do have a angry Philippa still patting her foot.
I do.
You do feel like you've gotten past the meat and potatoes of it. But it still is a petulant child. You know what I mean? Like, she is...
Temper tantrum. Gonna hold her.
Well, I mean, like, no, well, she's resigned to her fate, but just because you convince a child to take a bath doesn't mean that they're going to have be very cooperative once they're in the water.
None of my shit in it.
Yeah.
I guess what I don't understand, Philippa.
Bop the blondo, bop the blondo, bop the da la da.
I thought that was the other girl that shit in the trunk.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, Philippa, that this was at least in part what you wanted.
I wanted to be changed.
And you will be.
I didn't want... Are you married?
No. I'm not. And it's not a wedding in the traditional sense, either.
Go on. Why is it not?
Well, there are a few things that are going to happen. Okay? One of them is you're going to be turned.
That is what I do want.
Yes. You also want running water, hot running water.
Her curls are a little bit less lustered.
Yeah.
There is some dirt on her clothes.
You want some of those really modern conveniences, right? That's part of what you're getting out of this deal. Also, you know, you can learn from worse people than Benoit. I learned from Benoit.
You learned from Benoit.
I did.
Exactly what did you learn from Benoit?
I learned how to run ledgers. I learned how to hide money. I learned things from Benoit. You will learn things from Benoit.
How... I need more story. I need more background.
What do you need to know?
Well, like, I didn't know that you and Alistair knew each other before this.
Alistair and I had limited interactions before this. Yes.
Hard cut to Alistair coughing on, like, a cocktail on him at a party.
Right.
And you just walk away.
With his knobby knees.
Yeah.
Spice.
That
not
is
not as knobby as they used to be.
Not as knobby as they used to be knees, but knobby knees.
Yeah.
So, like, you are... You're not... just tell me what I'm getting into. Apparently, this will be not just the rest of my life, which seems to be very short, but the rest of my unlife? Like, can I divorce him? Can I... Like,
well,
is this,
I mean, that is a conversation, you know, that can be had, but it's not going to be a conversation that happens before all of this goes down.
I mean,
a blood wedding is really a blood bonding between two vampires, really is what it is. And I think that I have found a way to bond Benoit to myself instead of you to him.
Oh, so this is really just for you?
No, this is for you. You are going to be a vampire. You are going to be in a place with running hot water. You are going to have more money than you could have ever dreamed of. You're not going to have to continue on with the work that we do.
Can't I just marry Cap?
Why would you want to marry Cap?
Because I kind of want to marry Cap. He's quite striking.
What this is going to cement is going to be incredibly invaluable for all parties involved. Alistair, Rusty, Barnaby, myself. You are a key to a lot of this.
I feel like the lock. The thing I'm really worried about is the key.
The key is manageable. What have I taught you of men?
I've slept with many.
I know.
You don't have to do that anymore. Fortunate individuals.
You don't have to do that anymore.
When's the last time that you've looked in a mirror?
Oh, well, I haven't needed to in quite some time.
When was the last time? You look at me.
Right.
Because I'm a perfect representation of you.
Exactly.
Does that look... And she goes, like, points in the distance, you know, like where they kind of marched off. Mm-hmm. Is that what my husband's supposed to look like? When I look like this? I mean, like, there's even a little bit of charm with the amount of, like, small amount of dirt, like a little bit of, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Listen. This is going to happen. Right? And I'm sorry that it's happening to you. But it is going to happen. It is something that is going to be crucial in making sure that paradise works the way that we need it to, and to keep it safe, and to keep that neutral ground for any member of the supernatural to visit. But your role is decidedly a hard one, but it's going to come with great advantages.
They seem to be advantages for you. Not for me.
There's not a single advantage in this for me. I'm giving you up. You are leaving me. What advantage do I have in that?
Not having your city run over? If you're selling me.
It's not just my city.
Why don't you give me a manipulation and leadership role?
Let me know if you need any anything over here.
Manipulation and what?
Leadership.
You know, when I had dots in leadership, you never asked for it.
Welcome to a new season, a new world.
All right.
The Wild West.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Sean. Didn't mean to throw that at you.
Couldn't it just be wits and awareness?
Yeah. Isn't that always what we roll?
Yeah. That's why I beef those up.
Okay. And if I have a question, it's intelligence and occult. We know the rules.
Fuck. Intelligence and... Oh. I was like, if it was leadership and occult, I'd be game over.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 4, 5.
Damn. For sure. That's
just
a hell of a roll.
Just...
No. You see yourself and... like, you know when you get into an argument with somebody that is just at the point of the frustration of your answer but realizes that their position is locked in regardless?
Mm-hmm.
That is... She is... Not selfishly. She's indulgently bitching about something that she knows is not going to change. She's smart enough to understand what happened within the meetings. She's smart enough to understand that these things are She's taking the opportunity to let you have it. Because she's in the right to let you have it. Even though it will not change her predicament.
Okay.
She crosses her arms and you see a, with five, the tantrum has finished. She already knew that no matter what she said, that this was going to be her fate. She was just letting you have it.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Look, you know...
Like, you're going to school. I'm not. But you're going to school.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that we can work something out once you've gotten settled, where you may be able to spend a couple of days down here. I can go up and visit you up there. I mean, this isn't the last time we're going to see each other ever. So... You can take that and you can push that out of your mind now.
Well, I want roses. But I demand my best food. My favorite foods. It's the last time I'm going to eat as a mortal, right? I think they even give final meals to people on their death day. When they've broken the law.
That's your concern?
Well, if I'm going to get married, I want it to be nice.
And you don't think that I would give that to you anyway? I'm starting to feel like you don't know me at all. What have you been doing all this
time? She hits you with a teenage stare of, mother, I'm already bending. Do you want to start this argument again?
I don't know what you think
I want
is going on here.
Duck.
But you'll have two ducks then.
Four.
Barnaby goes...
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
I ducked, by the way, for the viewers at home.
What a nice dress. I want good flowers, I want good music, and I want a party.
Obviously.
A good party.
Obviously.
Like in the mansion.
Obviously. If I have my way, that's where the whole wedding will be.
And maybe a night with Carr.
What?
What just happened? Will that be your bachelorette party?
Yes. Non-negotiable. She's like, the eyes are like looking at you from the side to be like a ridiculous request that cannot be fulfilled.
Yeah.
To try to sour the deal.
I mean, sure. Before or after you're turned?
Before.
And not after.
Car better hope so.
Well, I mean, I guess after, like, don't I just marry, like, the old guy or... I figured that this would be the time that I could, you know, actually fuck someone I wanted. I mean, I've only slept with people you told me to. So I want to sleep with Carl.
You have only slept with men to get money. You have not slept with men in any other capacity.
I understand that. That's a little man that you lined me up. I think he's hot. Have you seen his shoulders?
Jesus Christ.
He's chiseled out of steel.
Listen, if that is all that it's going to be required.
Yes.
Well.
And I also want, like, you know, the fun ones with the chins, like working at the bar, like.
The fun ones with the chins?
Yeah, the ones from up north, like the girls that working at your bar, like a little party for the girls.
You want a hen party?
I don't know what that means, but yes.
Okay. I can figure something.
But sex with Carr, for sure.
Right. Okay, yeah. We'll figure that out.
Are you writing all this down?
Yeah.
We mentioned the dress, right? A nice dress.
Yes, I was going to have fabric ordered from back east. And I was going to bring a tailor and dressmaker to town.
So for weeks, I have some time.
You truly don't. Yeah.
You were going to have to talk to Alistair about that because that's not what y'all agreed upon.
What?
4 weeks is not... It would take... the conductor just left 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out. 4 weeks is a month away. Possible, but you'd have to have another conversation with Benoit.
Rose will write a letter to Benoit. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Well, you also have to deal with the issue with... You do know that the Sabbat are coming within a month.
Uh-huh.
So,
Listen, do you want me to marry off my number one girl in rags?
No one said that to you. That was God.
Do you want me to wait for good fabric to arrive from back east and for her to have a wedding dress that she deserves?
That's a conversation for Alistair.
Excuse you.
Yeah, that's a conversation with Alistair.
I got a game question for you.
Yeah, man. Can't yell at God. You can yell at the person that chose God's perspectives.
At this point, do we have like a telegraph or Pony Express or anything like that?
Oh, you have set up tin cans and lines.
We're not quite there yet.
Nope.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
I mean, I can always fox it.
You do have a skin. You do have a coyote.
Fox it.
What did the fox say? What did the fox say?
Yeah.
God, that's old.
No, it's not. The little 5-year-old figured it out in Alexa. Oh. It's not old. It plays every day.
You know, we could it'll take some time, but we could get a telegraph placed between here and Reno. It wouldn't take that long.
You do hear Carr speak up. Your generator.
Yeah. Yeah, so figure.
Genius that one is.
We could set it up in the mansion and, you know, it over to the capital in Reno and have some instant communication with them, at least.
Ideas I have. He sits down, like, very gently on the chair to make sure it doesn't break.
It does.
It does.
I've been writing to 12. He has good ideas. Likes my ideas.
Who?
12?
Yes.
Who was...
You can roll intelligence.
I'm just asking Carr. I'm just.
Well, he looks at you like strangely.
Okay.
You can roll intelligence. No, intelligence and technology. Intelligence and science.
Oh, I was like the technology. That is not a thing.
I got a lot of blank spots on my sheet. Yeah,
that's one of them.
I got two successes. I assume I've heard at least something. Yeah.
In a moment, you 12, what the hell he's talking about? And you've seen him working on other things, like it partly in your room. Like, he is your kid. Like, this is like a part of all of your souls are in
like
this
he's just
guy.
A Sims character that just walks around.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and he like learns stuff as the way he wants to learn stuff. You think back to the periodic table. Nickel.
What'd you call him?
12.
Is that okay? So. Why do you have his... How do you know?
I wrote a letter. It was on the generator.
Okay. I'm assuming Grant had something to do with this.
Alternating. Very cool.
Awesome. I'm going to give you some autonomy on this. Do your thing.
I don't know what he's talking about now.
Lights for wedding.
There's a scientist named Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. I believe his pen name.
Yeah, he doesn't, like, all he knows is 12.
Yes. Yes, continue that, and as soon as possible, get it up and functioning.
Thank you. Big lights.
Okay.
Idiot savant.
Oh, yeah, like, if you look at his, like, journal, like, it is just, like, the things that he's been sending, like, Nicola thinks he's a child that's just genius, you know what I mean? Like,
the correspondence.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Fucking got John Coffey as a goddamn NPC.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Lights. Right. Lights for a wedding.
Okay. Does anybody else need anything?
Glass. Need glass.
Okay. I'll write that down.
You know, sand, smaller, thin.
I know what glass is, yes.
We're going to need champagne. We're going to need wine.
Okay, we have that.
We're going to need decor.
Okay.
I assume that you're walking back into the house at this point. Philippa has folded her arms, and she's still a little abashed, but she's definitely going to go with that 5 roll.
Okay, and Rusty, I'm sure you can supply some. I think we should just do a goat-heavy spread.
That's fine. I mean, I got plenty of them here, and there's still plenty of them running around.
That's
town.
What I mean. Two
birds. You look out the window. Like your new horse just like karate kicks one of them again. Like, you know, he's not a fan of the goats. Yeah, just that. Okay. Bam.
Yeah. So, Rose, you spoke to Philippa. I'm hoping that fire is put out and
well,
we can move on to. I would like to turn her possibly by like
So does that like make you my stepdad?
7:30 tomorrow work for everybody?
7:30 tomorrow.
Well, what does that make you, like my stepdad?
I have no relation to you.
I'm your stepmom.
Eh.
You're my stepkid.
I have no relation to you.
Well, you're about to. You finally, for the first moment, she realizes the position that she's actually be put up on.
Yeah.
It, like, you can see the sparkle in her eye change immediately from Alistair to be like, I'm going to be your mom?
Not really, but.
No, like, really?
No.
Like,
are
dinner
you going to call her mommy?
Like, dinner on Mondays?
Oh. She doesn't really know about the clans and the blood bond differentiation, does she?
Well, yes, she does, but she's choosing to...
Facetious, I got you.
Yeah.
So, we are going to be working in a telegram system so that we can... Or a telegraph system so that we can communicate with you pretty instantaneously, being as that you are the only one with a sire who gives a damn. We figured it would be nice for... you two to have a communication so we can have information, since you will be
like
intimately
letters.
Responsible for a lot of the facets of Benoit. So any information you can give us would be fantastic. And likewise,
under his facet, I mean, she taught me well, but what do you mean? Be more specific.
Information. I'm sure you've slept with your fair share of businessmen.
Of course.
And I'm sure a happy businessman tends to brag a little bit.
Well, after the deed.
And to confide.
You know, it's funny, they call it postcodal clarity, but honestly, they speak their mind, not clearly after the fact.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need Benoit to speak his mind, because we don't... None of what you saw tonight was Benoit. That was him putting on a show. We need to know what he's actually doing, what he's actually thinking, who he actually is, what he's doing up there. I don't trust him for a moment. I think he's too scared to betray Cap, but I don't think he's too scared to have vested interests in my town still. So, you could play a very pivotal part in keeping everything copacetic.
Now that she's part of the big kids table, literally the first time ever.
Finally realizing.
Yeah, right. She gets an understanding of, like, the true gift that she's about to receive when it comes to what she wanted. And hesitantly, there's just a moment, Rose, that she catches your eye line.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, pulls the chair, and you can hear the... She looks at all the rest of you and goes... And sits down for the very first time, because you're asking her to put her big panties on, and she's going to be a badass bitch from this point on. So she is joining the table,
mm-hmm.
which is probably one of the reasons you built it in the first place, Rusty. You know, for equals to be able to sit on an equal plane, so...
Well, the question is, when are we turning her? Because the sooner the better, Rose.
Yes,
It won't be pretty, and there's no amount of preparation that can really be done, I feel like.
There's not, but I do want to be back in the town. Mm-hmm. I do want to have the Mother of Flowers on standby.
Okay.
And
Barnaby, can we use the prison?
Definitely. I'll make sure it's cleared out.
We'll need the downstairs. Yeah.
I was told that I was given what the prison has to do with my being married.
Well, you have to be killed, buried, and reborn. That's part of being one
it's
of
part
us.
Part of the vampire part.
We're going to delicacy.
We're going to kill you.
This wouldn't be new information.
You see her, right. but she wasn't.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of her thought of what this was going to be. She just finally got shown a little piece of light.
Yeah. Well, now that she's at the big kids table,
are you kidding me?
No.
Wait, she will. Flip out the prison part comes in once you're reborn, once you awaken as a vampire.
It's going to be
the hunger. The hunger is going to be uncontrollable, and it's not your fault. It's just that's how it is until we can teach you how to calm it down. So we need to make sure that you're restrained, or you will kill everyone in town.
Including Rose, if she tries to comfort you.
That's true.
You see, imagine...
No role needed. That's a really good explanation.
Just imagine.
And she would know a lot of this information, too.
Imagine you're starving to death, and you are... If you don't eat within the next 5 minutes, you die. But
can it at least be pretty? Like, can it be nice?
Well, afterwards, yeah. Well, I mean, we can do a whole set. Like, Rose, if you would like to do... I mean, what's going to happen? She's going to drain you to the point of your heart failing.
Well, yeah.
And then she's
Ross
going,
has fed on me before.
No, this is different. And this is going to take a lot out of Rose. And when she brings you back, the transformation will begin and you will be buried. You will have to claw your way out of the dirt. And then you will be a feral entity until you... It's like trying to remember when you were a baby. You don't really have a memory of it. You don't know what's going on. Everything is new. Your brain is being rewired. Except this time you will remember.
And this is something that each of us has gone through.
She nods. I mean, like, she's been in your service for how many years?
Quite a while.
I mean, it couldn't be more than 5, right? Because you wanted it to look like you, so...
Yeah.
Some of us come out of the dirt every day.
Well, she gets her when they're 18. She trains them, you know. She's probably been with Rose.
I mean, there's probably a part of honesty that, like, maybe you've spent too long in Philippa.
Well, yeah, that's...
Like, maybe, like, she's starting to just peek past your...
She has just the faintest ring.
Yeah, right? Like the one crow's feet.
Yeah.
You know, like, which would distinguish, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
They didn't use Botox back then.
No.
Had snakes.
That shit would kill you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it kind of would work.
Philippa, the prison cell, itself that you will be in, we're not going to be able to do a whole lot in that room, but the area where all of this will happen does have, it's almost like a divider down the middle of it. So on one half, I can bring all of those pretty things that you're asking for, but inside the cell with you, there can't be anything.
She nods.
You will destroy it. You will.
There's just a weird moment, and maybe y'all can put together why this is happening as you're explaining that to the potted plant that Juan had put there. He's gone outside, gotten some random pieces of wood, and all of a sudden it looks like it was built into the table, like as he puts together his own. Like you can see him still carving and
bonsai wand, that's what we call it.
You know what I mean? Like, but it looks like it was always seamless. Like this is just something that he does absently. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's a level of craftsman that
I
is
trust him to do it just on the fly. If it was going to be me and Rustler fixing it, we would have planned it out for 2 days.
Right, and do the whole thing. But maybe that dawns on you, Rusty. Like this guy is just build it and they will come. You know what I mean? Like, you get, even with this small gesture, you get, like, if she's looking for something nice with his crew, which he hasn't been with for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and he's brought some of the masters of the world around into this little tiny
but
town.
But they're still working in the town, right?
Oh, yeah. You only sold Juan. But Juan is the, if you want to call it magic, you can call it magic. He's the master of just absently making something beautiful.
He's the master. He's a whole bunch of journeymen right around.
Yeah.
So I think the sooner we do this, Rose, the better. So we can focus on, as she puts it, the pretty things while this is happening.
Agreed. But as I said, we'll head back to town tomorrow night, and we can start to put things in place.
Yeah. You want to turn her tomorrow?
Well, it won't be ready tomorrow.
What won't?
Well, the jail cell. We have to... there's a lot of things that need to be done. There's a hole needs to be dug. And those...
Well, I'm sure Barbara...
You do see cargo. You're going to, but... I was in hole.
Yes.
And, like, you see his eyes go, like...
We all were.
Like, very distant.
Yeah.
And then, like... You see him trying to remember something?
We all were.
You have danger sense. You do.
Okay.
It's part of your tree. You feel a spark of danger. Maybe it's not good for Carr to remember.
Hey, Carr, want to see my horse?
Right. Nut check.
Hey, you just nut tap him.
Yeah, this won't be hard to beat. You're only looking for 5s, but it is manipulation and subterfuge.
I want to see my horse.
It's only 5s, but you do see like a kid like going into like a dark memory of them, You know what I mean? No. Like,
oh, I pictured it.
Yeah, right? Like, I hate to be personal, but think about you and your childhood bathrooms. Like,
yeah. What am I rolling now?
Just manipulation and subterfuge.
What the subterfuge?
You're looking for fives, he said.
Yeah, you just see his, like, eyes on focus. Like, he's remembering something about that hole.
I'm in my dark hole, please.
Black hole, son.
Four.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's like, horse, good. Like horses. You have painted one? And he like paints, he points it like your horse is now sitting on his butt, just
sitting like a dog.
Yep.
They're like, just big puppies.
Like, they're not crossed on the bottom, but they're like really long, so just the hooves cross when he sits, you know?
Yeah.
It's distinguished gentleman.
Mm-hmm. I'm so confused.
I think I've seen Olaf's like that before.
You do? Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much Olaf's. The side saddle set that he does? Yeah, very much that.
I think if we. We get some rest tonight. We get over tomorrow night. I think we'll have time to do it.
Yeah, I need to have a substantial feed as well.
Yeah, and then Barnaby, you mold into the earth pretty well. You think you can make a little hole for us? I mean, that should only take you like 5 seconds. I've seen you turn into a carrot, so.
I will invoke the wiggle pit.
You wouldn't. you've never tried to dig, but you could go down and be like,
yeah,
you know, and go down and be thinking, like,
well, when you like the earth is soft once you've gone in and out.
Yeah, at least loosen it up.
You know, it'd literally be a vampire-sized hole in the ground.
I mean, if you really wanted to look at it, yeah, it'd be like vibrating concrete to distinguish the whole thing. It's like once sand actually becomes almost like a liquid when you have enough vibration.
You get down there, you wiggle, and then we'll shovel.
Yeah, it's called liquefaction.
You know what? When it comes to physics, I actually believe this is how that would work. Yes. That is how it would go down into the ground.
I don't know why you're doubting it. Of course I knew that.
So Barnaby's a giant vibrator.
There was so much passion.
Yeah, because it really does work that way. When you shake Shand enough, you can just...
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's how the wiggle pet works. I never really put a physics behind it.
Giant vibrator. All right. Take note, ladies.
But you all had decided not to go back.
You need to shovel. Vibrate first.
I don't know what that means, but I'm here for it.
If you need to vibrate, call Barnaby. Yeah.
If you need to leak, call Alistair.
Yeah.
So Alistair's going to bed.
As
soon as sun sets.
By the way, what are the rooms look? Are they rustic? Do you have some things that are different? Or are they just like a cot in the bed?
Please tell me.
Do you
have
vampire
bed.
Beds? Do you have?
No, the guest rooms and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty much for human guests, and I don't see Rusty as being the decorator. I think he would have had Russell's wife.
Oh, okay.
Take care of
decorating. I really do
love
that.
A lot of pelts.
Yeah, right. Actually, no, that'd be Thistle.
Oh, right.
So, Wrestler's wife, it's as you guys all walk into your rooms, I'm sure that you have a big enough house that this is easily accommodable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you guys all have an appreciation for Rusty. Like, he's been making this for like 100 years. Like just the tree. Like you, when you get into your own rooms, you see that there is. You can see, he didn't just put wood; he planed all the wood. You don't think that it was somebody else that did that. It's all the angles are congruent and not just put together like this. Like there's like almost, you know, that Japanese style of like putting things together like in a jigsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Like you don't see any nails anyplace. Like this was. Over time, patience.
This is a man who was boiling with rage.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
And became a carpenter instead.
Yeah. I mean, very much.
Much like my father.
Yeah. Just something very, like, all of it's square, all of it is congruent, but there is that softness when you get into the room. There's flowers everywhere. There are.
God, I hope this guy never snaps. As I look around the room to Barnaby.
In fact,
just
if you do say that, why don't you give me an intelligence and investigation roll?
Okay.
Jeez.
Two successes.
Two is enough to know that he cared about it, and he went the extra mile for it. That's all you can get from two.
It's a meditative experience, it seems.
Yeah, that's what you can pull from two. Three, four, there's other information that you can get.
Just try to put it together. He's a brouhaha, so this makes sense.
And it's just, you know, it's an activity.
I'm surprised he's not whittling all the time.
Maybe he is.
Yeah.
Rusty, do you whittle?
Did you ever notice my hand's always in my bucket?
Just pulls out like a perfect like elk.
Yeah, right. Just duck calls. Yeah. You know what I mean? I guess he's doing it with his thumb, like his
original
nail.
Duck master.
Yeah, right.
Have you heard my turkey call, John?
Yeah.
I'm like, this how is can I get out of this?
This is happening.
Okay.
Come here, turkey.
Inspiration point. That was good. You even got me there because I was hoping that.
Come here, turkey.
Yeah, right, that's fair enough.
Works every time.
Anything else as everyone's tying in?
Yeah, I'm just going to go to sleep.
I'm not
You're
happy.
Wiggling.
Yeah, well, I'm looking around at all the furniture and not happy.
Not so happy.
I guess it's just you and me, Bart.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Yep. Vegetable patches are there. Hay patches are there. Horse patches are there.
The roots of the big tree that grows through the house.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, this
is... sleep in the tree.
In fact, there isn't feng shui. Actually, there is feng shui at this time period, but his house has not been made that way. It is very natural, though. The house seems to slope with the Excoriating Mountain behind him.
Oh, Rusty, do you have a vegetable cellar?
Yes, you would.
A root cellar.
Yeah, a little root cellar.
Yep. Yes,
yeah, you would.
It's got Barbie's name all over it.
Yeah, it'd be
outside, kind of behind the house. You see
third floor,
it.
Yep.
Yep. In fact,
it looks like a hobbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah, it has like a little, like a lean-to roof part of it.
Just the.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah.
You crawl in there like The Exorcist.
Yeah, this spider crawl down the steps.
Yeah,
I've got to walk down like a gentleman.
and then as soon as he shuts the door, then he starts spider crawling through.
Yes.
As you close the door behind you, you hear.
What? I'm not buying anything.
Boom, boom, boom.
Open the door.
It's your horse.
Of course it is.
He wants to talk to you about his horse's extended.
Yeah, join you in the wiggle pit.
He puts the long neck in and like looks around and like looks at the stairs and goes, boom, boom, boom.
He goes in?
Mm.
Oh, no.
You know, horses can go down. They can go upstairs.
They can't go down.
They can't go down.
So I walk out with him, and we just kind of go over by the horse patches, and I bury there instead.
All right, very cool. You as
pocket full of cap,
like yeah, right. I think that you wiggle pit like an elevator, like you know,
yeah,
like a pencil.
Yeah,
it's a very slow motion teleport.
Wow,
that's all it is.
You see Alistair just from the
Mortal
window.
Combat fucking pull
just from the window. Jim. Alistair just has the squinty eyes. Like,
yeah.
What are you about?
Right. As he goes down, you do see the horse like lay down, like crosses his front paws, crosses like throws back his back paws. And just lays by, and he's going to protect you. That's what that's why he didn't. Hasn't talked, but just you had enough interaction at this point, so he's going to happily stay right there with you. I think Rose is the last person that we haven't really touched on.
Rose would be, I'm sure, answering the thousand questions that I'm sure Philippa is still asking.
So can we have like. So can we have like yellow
with the eye mask on?
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah.
So, like the bridesmaid. The bridesmaids need to look nice, but like different from each other. So like a different dress for all of them. Don't you think that's the right idea?
But the same color, right?
Of course. Like, yeah, like maybe a sash them. Or.
Sashes are so. You don't think a sash? 3 years ago.
Like what about like a little like, you know those things that like the, like Shakespeare had them on all the. Women of the Force, they have those little crowns with flowers on them.
You want a flower crown?
I mean, I I should have a crown at least once.
We know just the lady.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can make the flower crown.
Yeah, right. And she's like making her lookbook. You know what I mean? Like that's essentially what she's working herself towards. And she's starting to get excited about this. And being part of the big person, big, you know, the adult table is definitely rubbed. She saw. And you kind of drone out from this as she, like, as you go to sleep. You have those last little...
Yeah, I mean, when the sun comes up, there's not a whole lot of negotiation. Right, like,
right. You would have to really... In fact, you have to burn world power per hour, so...
Yeah.
It's a big deal to stay up at dawn.
Yeah.
So you just let yourself fall. Right. Very comfortable room, and you do appreciate the... You were put into more of a ladies' chamber.
Sure.
So there's a little bit more floral. And you got to get some credit. I mean, maybe you got some... You got a wedding to plan. Maybe Ruthler's wife...
Could be a help.
Could be a help.
I feel like it's a chance to bond with the Mother of Flowers as well.
Fair enough.
So. Yeah.
This is your house, Rusty. How are you putting it to bed? As everyone, because I've been this man before too. People, like, you throw a big party, people are staying over, you know this ahead of time. How do you turn off the lights?
Yeah.
Inspiration point.
Next scene.
Yeah, right. Willpower point.
I was an eighth of a second behind.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us at Vampires and Vitae. Always remember to take that big bite out of life.